ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः। ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वी आर सीइंग वेरी ब्यूटिफुल मंत्रास ऑफ द कठोपनिषद, द थर्ड सेक्शन ऑफ सेकेंड चैप्टर, कृष्ण यजुर्वेदीये कठोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये तृतीयावल्यां नवमः मन्त्रः, नैन्थ् मन्त्र। रीड् दि मन्त्र क्विक्लि। So in the previous mantra we saw this absolute reality obtaining as a self is of the nature of attributeless. So because of this nature of attributelessness, there's no way of having a clue of perception. Is not Atma is not available for perception. It cannot be conceived mentally. It cannot be described also because it has no attribute, no lingam for the Atma. Therefore, the question is, Shankaracharya introduces the mantra, Katham Tarhi Alingasya Darshanam Upapadyate. So, how can there be, how is it possible then to have the vision of such attributeless Atma? Iti Uchyate. The question is asked, the answer is given in the ninth mantra. Here, in this ninth mantra, an important discipline required for the clear vision of the Atma also is emphasized here. It's very important for one to have sharp intellect. And the intellectual sharpness is possible only if there is distraction-free focused attention. Intellectual sharpness, every intellect is equally capable of grasping the teaching. But the distraction is there, the focus is not there, then the grasping is not possible. Therefore, intellectual sharpness also is dependent on focused, distraction-free, disturbance-free attention. That's also emphasized in this mantra. Let us see here. Na sandrushe tishthati rupamasya. Na sandrushe tishthati rupamasya. Na chakshusha pasyati kaschanainam. Hrida manisha manasabhiklipto. Yaye tadviduramrutaste bhavanti. Na sandrushe tishthati rupamasya. Na chakshusha pasyati kaschanainam. Hrida manisha manasabhiklipto. Yaye tadviduramrutaste bhavanti. Yes, this reality, the truth implied by the tamatma, Sandrishe na tishthati. Asya rupam sandrishe na tishthati. Rupam means form. This reality, Atma, is of the nature of formlessness. There's no form at all, first of all. Therefore, the reality, the nature in the essential nature of which does not remain under the category of anything which can be perceived through sense organs. So sandrushe, we are going to see during the Bhasham, sandrushe means in perception. Does not remain in perception means asya rupam the essential nature of the Atma does not remain under the category of anything which can be perceived through sense organs. Okay, it is not an object of perception. Therefore, kaschana enam chakshusha na pashyati. You can say na pashyati or na kaschana pashyati. The na can go anywhere. None sees this Atma through the seeing power, through the eyes. None sees this Atma through the seeing power, or one does not see this Atma through the seeing power, through the eyes. So this chakshu stands for all the sense organs. One does not see through the eyes this Atma, means one does not perceive this Atma through any of the sense organs. The first two lines repeat the same teaching. Atma definitely is not object of perception. Then, which means, how can this Atma be known? It is said, Hrida Manisha Manasa Abhikluptaha. Abhikluptaha means Atma becomes revealed. How does Atma become revealed? If there is a, see, Manasa, the, please be careful in this context, all the words have different meaning. Manasa literally means through the clear vision. Manasa means sandarshanam. Sandarshanena, you're going to see in the Bhashya. Through the clear vision of the Atma, through the clear vision, Atma becomes revealed. How can one have clear vision? It is said, if a person has the intellect. So Manisha here is the third case of the word Manit. The word Manit means intellect. Intellect is meant by the word Manit. So Manisha is the third case of Manit. So through the intellect, having a clear vision, Atma becomes revealed. So, if through the intellect, by having the clear vision, Atma becomes revealed means, and what is this, what intellect it should be, how it be manit itself says, the intellect obtaining within the mind, hrida, within the physical heart. So, hrida manisha means, through the intellect, obtaining within the physical heart, through clear vision, Atma becomes revealed. That is the meaning. So why intellect is called Manit? Manisha is the third case. Manit means intellect. The Acharya gives the answer. We're going to see that later on. See, the mind is of the nature of thinking of pros and cons. And it means the ruler. The intellect which alone governs the mind which is involved in, which entertains thoughts of pros and cons is said to be Manit. Manit means the ruler of the mind, restrainer of the mind. Intellect, which is capable of restraining, having mastery over the mind, which is in the form of thoughts of pros and cons, is said to be Manit. Therefore, through the intellect obtaining within the physical heart, through the clear vision, Atma becomes revealed. Which means, intellect must be sharp, it must be distraction-free intellect. Then, distraction is not there means definitely attention can be focused only on the Atma. Then the vision will be very clear. In fact, we are going to see these two verses, very interesting thing. Atma the reality is always there as one's own self. You are, whether you know, you do not know, you are always the truth, always the Atma. In spite of Atma being yourself, very you, now as if it is not, it's not revealed to you, it doesn't become revealed to you, because your attention is not focused on the Atma. So shifting the attention from an Atma to Atma itself will become, itself is having the clear vision of the Atma. You need not do anything else extra. That's why if the attention has to be shifted, attention must be distraction-free, focused attention. Then the intellect will be sharp intellect. And through that intellect, which is capable of restraining the mind in terms of thoughts of pros and cons, Atma, one can have clear vision, and Atma becomes revealed. That's the teaching here. Ye etad viduhu, and those people who know this Atma, who recognize this Atma being the self, te amrutaha bhavanti. Ye viduhu etad te amrutaha bhavanti. They become immortal. This is the literal meaning of the mantra, which we have already seen last class itself. Now, when we do the Bhashyam, again all these words will become much clearer. So, how do we understand here? Asya rupam, asya atmanaha rupam, sandrishe natishtati. So, the nature of this, essential nature of this Atma does not remain under the category of anything perceptible through sense organs. Kaschana yenam chakshusha na pashyati. Same teaching is repeated. One does not see this Atma through eyes, means one does not perceive the Atma through any of the sense organs. Hrida manisha manasa abhikluptaha means the Atma, which is through the clear vision of the Atma, with the intellect, sharp, distraction-free intellect obtaining within the heart, Atma becomes revealed. It is possible to have the vision of the Atma. And ye etad viduhu te amrutaha bhavanti. Those who know this Atma become immortal, which means, I already discussed this, one can never become immortal. Once, always the self is immortal only. In seeing the self, in seeing this reality implied with the term Atma being the self, one can take immortality as one's own sorupam. And taking ownership of immortality as one's own sorupam is attaining immortality. With this understanding, we are going to see the Bhashyam, okay, which we already understood. Let me make it very clear. Na sandrishe, Shankaracharya comments, na sandrishe means what? Sandarshana vishaye na tishtati. Sandarshana vishayaha means what? Object of perception. Sandarshanam means seeing. Literally, it means darshanam means seeing, sandarshanam means seeing. So, seeing here should be understood as perceiving. Sandarshana vishaye means under the category of objects of perception. Na tishtati. It does not remain. So, what we understood already, we are going to see in the Bhashyam. That's why redoing the Bhashyam means already ascertaining what is being said in the mantra. Okay. What does not remain under the category of objects perceived through sense organs? Pratyagatmanaha asya rupam. Pratyagatmanaha asya rupam. essential nature of this reality obtaining as the nearest self, obtaining as the content of I. Pratyagatma. Atma means all-pervasive reality. But Pratyagatma, when you say the all-pervasive reality, the only truth of the universe, obtaining as the nearest self, as the content of I, as Sarupa of the knower is Pratyagatma. So Pratyagatmanaha, Asya Pratyagatmanaha Rupam Natishtati means what? The essential nature of this nearest self does not remain under the category of any objects perceived through sense organs. Okay. Ataha, therefore, na chakshusha. Shankaracharya writes, chakshusha means through the eyes or by the eyes. So, Shankaracharya says, sarvendriyena. Therefore, sarvendriyena means what? Atma is not perceptible through any of the sense organs. Chakshuhu grahanasya upalakshanarthatvat. What does it mean? Chakshuhu, meaning the seeing power itself, has the status of being an upalakshanam for all the sense organs. Grahanasya, grahanam means instrument of perception here. Chakshuhu grahanasya upalakshanarthatvat. The seeing power itself stands for all other sense organs. Therefore, one does not see through the eyes, me, Atma means, one does not perceive the Atma through any of the sense organs. That is the meaning. Chakshu grahanasya upalakshanarthatvat. Upalakshanam means that which stands for something else. If I say 1000 names, Sahasranama, upalakshanam for countless number of names. What does it mean? 1000 names represent, stand for countless number of names. Upalakshana means that which represents, that which stands for. So, I itself stands for all the sense organs. The sense organ is said, meant by the word grahanam. Grahanam, why it's sense organ called grahanam? That through which something is grasped. It's called grahanam. Grahanasya upalakshana arthatvam. Upalakshana arthatvat means due to its being, due to its having the status of being upalakshanam for all the sense organs. So what? Atma, one does not see Atma through any of the sense organs. So, pashyati, one does not see means what? Na upalabhate. Upalabhate means one does not really attain, one does not arrive at. Na upalabhate, one does not arrive at the Atma. Kaschana, someone, kaschana is equal to kaschit. Chit and chana means the same. Kaschit, kaschana. Api yenam. Prakritam Atmanam, one does not arrive at the Atma which is being discussed now, which is under discussion now. Prakritam Atmanam. Prakritam means what? Which is under discussion now. Prakritam Atmanam, the Atma which is being discussed now, one does not arrive at through the sense organs. Katham tarhi tam pashyet. Okay, if one does not arrive at the Atma through perception, it also means what? If it is not available, it is not arrived at through perception, means it is not arrived at through the thoughts also. It can be arrived through thoughts also. It can be described also, because already we understood in the previous mantra, it says no attributes. Therefore, the question is, katham tarhi tam pashyet. Tarhi then, how one can see that Atma, how one can arrive at that Atma, how one can understand that Atma, how one can know that Atma. The answer comes later on. Hrida. So, Hrida means through the heart. So, no, you should not be taking it directly like that. It means Hrida Manisha. Hrida Manisha means, so, with the support, with the help of, or through the intellect. And which intellect? The intellect obtaining within the physical heart. We all know physical heart is the Golakam and Antahkaranam is the Indriyam. Therefore, through the intellect obtaining within the physical heart, reality can be arrived at, which means Manisha. So Hrida means what? Hridayasthaya buddhya. Hridayastha buddhihi. Hridaye tishtati buddhihi iti hridayastha buddhihi. Buddhi said what? Hridaye buddhihi tishtati iti hridayastha buddhihi. Like grihastha manushyaha. Yaha grihe tishtati yaha grihastha manushyaha. Similarly, hridayastha buddhi hridayastham manaha hridayastham antahkaranam. So the here the intellect antahkaranam, actually the intellect obtaining with the indriyam called intellect, now obtaining within the physical heart, hridayastha buddhi. So taya hridayastha buddhya means with the support of that intellect. So the reality obtaining as one's own self can be arrived at. So buddhya is equal to what? Manisha. Now why Manisha? Why intellect is said to Manisha? Shankara Bhagavatpada explains. Manasaha sankalpadi rupasya ishte nayantrutvena iti manit taya hrida manisha. Very nice. Let me make it very clear. Do you understand the word manit? Manit is the actual word. Manisha is the third case. Manit means intellect. Why? So manit means intellect. Manisha means support of the intellect, through the intellect, by the intellect. That's all the meaning. So manit, manisha, the third case. Why intellect is called manit? Here it is. It said here, manasaha niyantrutvena asti. Niyantrutvena iti. Niyantrutvena asti. Intellect has niyantrutvam. Niyanta, see, niyantri means controller. Niyanta means controller. Niyantri, feminine gender. Niyanta, masculine gender. Sorry, masculine gender. So niyantrutvam means having the status of being the restrainer. Intellect has the status of being the restrainer, controller, and the master. Intellect has the status of being the restrainer, controller, master of what? Of the mind. So manasaha niyantri buddhihi. So manas buddhihi has niyantrutvam. Intellect enjoys or has the status of being the restrainer of the mind. Manasaha niyantrutvam. Therefore, what? Ishte. Ishte is a verb. Ishte means rules. So, having the status of being the restrainer, this intellect rules the mind. Having the status of being the restrainer of the mind, intellect controls mind's functions, such as having thoughts of pros and cons. Sankalpa alone is there. Adi Shabda stands for Vikalpa. சங்கல்ப ப்ரோ, ஓகே, விகல்ப கான்ஸ். சங்கல்ப விகல்பாதி ரூபஸ்ய மனசக ரூபஸ்ய நியந்திருத்வேன ஈஷ்டே. இன்டலெக்ட் இஸ் தட் விச் ஹாஸ் இஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி ரெஸ்ட்ரெய்னர் கண்ட்ரோல் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட் தட் பை ரூல்ஸ் தி மைண்ட்ஸ் மைண்ட்ஸ் தாட்ஸ் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் சங்கல்ப விகல்ப எக்ஸெட்ரா, ப்ரோஸ் அண்ட் கான்ஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா. Therefore, what mind is set, intellect is said to be manit. Manaha ishte iti manit. Manasaha eat. Manasaha eat manit. Ishte is a verb, rules. Eat means ruler. Eat adjective, ruler. Ishte rules. So, manasaha eat manit. நியந்திருத்வேன ஈஷ்டே இதி மனீட், மனசக ஈட் மனீட், மனஹா ஈஷ்டே மனசக ஈட், ரூலர் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட் மனசக ஈட் மனீட், ரூல்ஸ் தி மைண்ட், சோ மனசக மனஹா ஈஷ்டே. எனிவே, சோ தட் இஸ் தி மனீட். மனசக சங்கல்பாதி ரூபஸ்ய ஈஷ்டே நியந்திருத்தேன இதி மனீட். ஓகே, நோ தயா ஹிருதா மனிஷா. சோ வித் தி ஹெல்ப் ஆர் தி சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் தட் இன்டலெக்ட் அப்டைனிங் வித் இன் தி பிசிக்கல் ஹார்ட், விச் இன்டலெக்ட் அவிகல்பயித்ரியா, அவிகல்பயித்ரியா மனிஷா. மனிட் இஸ் ஸ்திரீலிங்க சப்த. அவிகல்பயித்ரி மனிட், அவிகல்பயித்ரியா மனிஷா. தி இன்டலெக்ட் தி ஹெல்ப் சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் தி இன்டலெக்ட் அப்டிங் வித் இன் தி பிசிக்கல் ஹார்ட், தி இன்டலெக்ட் விச் இஸ் விகல்பரஹிதா, விச் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன் disturbance, thereby which is focused. Avikalpayitri manit means the intellect with the focused attention without any distraction or disturbance is said to be avikalpayitri manit. Avikalpayitriya manisha. Then with the help of that support of that intellect, Atma can be discovered, Atma can be arrived at. So, important lesson, please make a note. What Shastram says, once the Shastra Pramanam is operated, then definitely Pramanam should bless you with the vision of the truth. Still, why the vision of the truth does not happen? The only reason is the truth is always there as your surupam. Atma is always there as the content of I, as the immediate nearest self. Only thing is the attention of the mind is not placed in the Atma. Why it's not placed in the attention is placed there, definitely Atma becomes revealed. But now attention is not mind is not placed because attention is distracted. Attention is placed everywhere, disturbed. Therefore, intellect, in spite of its sharpness, the grasping doesn't happen because of the lack of attention, attentiveness. Therefore, it is the very important thing is we need not do anything. If we have, we're going to see in the following mantra also, if the sense organs are withdrawn from the respective objects, then attention is also withdrawn from everywhere. It is no more distracted. It is placed means the pramana is operated. Come on, Atma becomes revealed. That is the meaning here. So, Taya Hrida Manisha Avikalpaitriya Manisha. It is possible to have the vision of the Atma. Then how vision happens? Manasa. See, the word manasa does not mean mind. Okay. Manasa here means sandarsha. Manaha means sandarshanam. You're going to see here. Manana rupena. Manana rupena means samyak darshanena. Samyak through clear vision. The attention is withdrawn from everywhere. The attention is placed only in the Atma means there is sandarshanam. There is samyak darshanam. There's a clear vision. Samyak darshanina through the clear vision as a result of having distraction free sharp intellect. So one, the clear vision means what? Abhikliptaha bhavati. Abhikliptaha bhavati atma. The atma becomes revealed. When it's a clear vision, atma becomes revealed. Once the light is turned on, object shines. At least here, the different here. Atma itself self-revealing. Abhikliptaha means what? Abhisamarthitaha. Abhisamarthitaha means atma becomes revealed. Abhisamarthitaha, same meaning. Shankaracharya gives two beautiful meanings. Abhisamarthitaha, abhiprakashitaha. Abhisamarthitaha, abhiprakashitaha means atma being the nearest self becomes revealed through the clear vision. Samyak darshanena. So manasa means what in this context? Not through the mind. Manasa means clear vision is said to be insight. Okay, through the clear vision, atma becomes revealed if a person has distraction-free, focused intellect. Abhikliptaha, abhisamarthitaha, abhiprakashitaha, bhavati. Bhavati, madam, okay? Iti etat. This is the meaning. Atma jnatum. It may be shakyaha, na shakyata. Atma jnatum shakyaha. It is possible to know the Atma. Atma can be known. That is the meaning. That is Atmanam jnatum shakyate. It must be Atmanam jnatum shakyate. It is possible to know the Atma. Atmanam jnatum shakyate. It must be. Otherwise, Atma can be seen. Atma can be known. Not as an object, but as very one's own self. The truth of the knower. Iti vakyaseshaha. This is the remaining sentence to make it complete. Vakyaseshaha means it is the rest of the sentence to make the content complete. To make the teaching complete. Okay. It is possible to know the Atma. Atmanam jnatum shakyate. Atmanam jnatum shakyate. It is possible to know the Atma. See, Atma jnatum shakyata, that is not correct, okay? Atmanam jnatum shakyate. It is possible to know the Atma. Okay. So what is the important lesson here? Atma, the absolute reality, is all-pervasive. Therefore, there's no place, is not. It's always there as one's own innermost essence. As very content of I, it's available for recognition as a rupam of the knower I. I, the knower, the subject of knowledge. Once you arrive at it, you can understand the same Atma being the only truth of subject and object also. Understand Atma being distinct from the knower known divisions also. This can happen later on. But to arrive at the Atma, Atma is always available for recognition as the nearest self, as one's own self. Till what one needs is, you need the Shastra Pramanam, the means of knowledge called Shastram. When the Shastra Pramanam is operated in the form of studying Shastram, when the Shravanam is done, vision should happen. If at all vision does not happen, means the reason is why Atma doesn't become revealed, because attention is still distracted. It is all over. All that one needs is sense organs must be withdrawn, then attention must be withdrawn from everything else. The distracted one intellect should be sharp with its focused, distraction-free attention. Finished. Then Atma shines. Then there is Sandarshanam happens. Clear vision happens. Then Atma becomes revealed. That's the main teaching here. Okay. Tam Atmanam. Are you all with me? Okay. Tam Atmanam means Brahma. Yetad Tam Atmanam. Brahma means what? That Atma, the all-pervasive reality implied by the term Brahman, is what? Yetad is the nearest truth. And here, ye viduhu, those people who discover that Atma obtaining as the nearest self, those people, amrutaha te bhavanti, ye viduhu te amrutaha bhavanti. Only those people who discover the Atma become immortal, which means just by claiming, take ownership of the reality as the self, as the content of I, and they also claim the nature of the reality, immortality, as their own nature, which is becoming immortal, which means as a result of this knowledge, what happens? Mind, people become jivan muktaha while living. When the parabdha gets exhausted, the mind which has this jnanam cannot continue to survive anymore. The mind has to resolve for good. Mind will resolve for good. The only way of resolving the mind for good is resolving, having the ignorance resolved. In order to have the ignorance resolved, knowledge one has to have. If there's a vision of the Atma, ignorance of the Atma becomes resolved, which means mind will be resolved for good. It is the ignorance which sustains the mind. The mind is resolved means, again, assuming a body is not possible, coming back to the world is not possible. That is how people become absolutely immortal, which means they attain videha muktihi. Being born again is being subject to death again, becoming immortal again. Therefore, they attain immortal also means what? While living, also they are free from bondage of death. And even when the physical body falls also, when the parabdha karma gets exhausted also, again they will not be born in order to become subject to death. So they attain videha muktihi. This is also said to be absolute immortality. Not being born again, thereby not being subject to death, is also absolute immortality. They attain immortality. Okay, this is the ninth mantra. I'm Moving on to 10th mantra now. Okay. So, the 10th and 11th mantras, Upanishad is going to emphasize the important discipline called contemplation. The discipline of contemplation, otherwise said to be Nididhyasanam or Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam. Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam or Nididhyasanam, contemplation is emphasized here in the following mantras. Okay, which means it is very important to make use of the pramanam called Shastram to attain the jnanam. So attaining the jnanam involves the discipline of jnana yoga. One has to go to the discipline of jnana yoga to attain jnanam, we say that. So going to the discipline of jnana yoga means one has to listen first. So systematically listening for some period of time, regularly, systematically, step by step, listening to the unfoldment of subject matter of the Shastra means Shravanam, which we are doing now. It has to go on and on and on for length of time. So Shravanam is a discipline which will help one resolve the ignorance. So Shravanam, Shravanena, Kim Bhavati, Shravanam will result in Ajnana Nivrittihi. Shravanam will help one resolve the ignorance, Ajnana Nivrittihi. But even after Shravanam, one will definitely have some doubts. Only after understanding the doubts are possible. In ignorance, doubts are not possible. Therefore, whatever possible doubts that can arise in keeping with the different people of different views, because of the views of different people, of different systems of philosophy, etc., it is possible for one to have doubts, and those doubts can be resolved again when a person re-listens to the teaching that reflects upon what one has already understood. Therefore, mananam is the next discipline for samshaya nivrittihi. What can the discipline of Shravanam do? It can resolve the ignorance. Mananam is the discipline to be followed by Shravanam for samshaya nivrittihi, for resolving the doubts. Then, still, for one to enjoy the benefit of jnanam, knowledge, one must have the ascertained understanding. The jnanam one has attained through Shravanam, the clear, doubt-free knowledge one has attained through Shravanam and Mananam should become assimilated, ascertained, for which another discipline is required, that is Nididhyasanam. Why Nididhyasanam? Nididhyasanam is a contemplation. So repeatedly dwelling upon what one has clearly understood is Nididhyasanam. And here there are two types of Nididhyasanam. Two types of Nididhyasanam means what? One is Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Brahma Abhyasa means what? Brahma Abhyasa means nothing but repeatedly placing one's mind continuously, constantly in the fact already understood through Shravanam by repeating the Shravanam. Okay? By re-listening, repeatedly listening to what has been already understood clearly, thereby repeatedly placing the attention in the fact one has already understood, is said to be Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. In contemplation, what happens is the meditator places the attention in his own Swarupam. That is why in contemplation there is no meditator-meditated division. Contemplation is being with the self. Just being the self is contemplation. Being the self means placing the attention repeatedly in one's own swarupam, which means repeatedly placing attention in the fact when one has already understood that I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the knower, am consciousness. I am consciousness. This is not simply mechanically repeating, it is a fact. We have understood clearly through Shravanam and Mananam. And now repeatedly one has to place. But you take the re-listening to the Shastram as the support in order to place one's attention in the fact already understood through re-listening to the teaching is called Brahma Abhyasaha. Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. The another contemplation is Samadhi Rupa Abhyasa Nididhyasanam. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam means without re-listening, simply placing the attention of the mind in the fact one has understood through this Shravanam and Mananam. Here you do not take support of the listening. Without taking support of the listening, simply constantly focusing attention on what one has clearly understood. The fact of oneself being Brahma. This is called Samadhi. So Samadhi Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam and Brahma Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam means only difference is Brahma Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam means there you can take the Shastra support. You are re-listening. You are already very clear, and to place your mind again in what you are already clear, you are again re-listening. The next one, without listening, you are placing attention in what you have understood through Shravanam and Mananam. In this contemplation, during contemplation, you are just yourself. You are just yourself. Being one's own self is abiding in oneself. Being seated with oneself. This is Nididhyasanam. Why this Nididhyasanam is required? Because sometimes people do listen to the teaching, do Shravanam. They do understand the teaching. Knowledge does take place. And even doubts also become resolved. Still, people are not able to enjoy the benefit of the teaching. Why? Because the vision does not become ascertained. Even after the jnanam, one has erroneous self-perception. How is it possible? When a person is ignorant of the self, erroneous self-perception is possible. Even after having resolved ignorance, there's no more ignorance which causes the erroneous perception. Still there is error in the perception. And this error is not caused by ignorance. It is caused by age-old habits. Because the long orientation, it's not that easy to shift identity from anatma to atma. In spite of listening, in spite of understanding, still there's necessity happens to be there to be in the world of, to deal with the world of duality. It's not that easy to shift the identity. So, one must have this vision ascertained for which Nididhyasanam is important. In fact, if a person is adequately prepared, then Shravanam itself should bless a person with ascertained vision. Mananam will not be required. Sometimes even after Mananam also, Shravanam Mananam itself will be enough Nidhyasam is not required. If a person already had steady mind and sharp intellect. That's why Shastram emphasizes so much. See, the world of objects is very tempting and very distracting. If a person has already adequate dispassion, then the person is able to withdraw his attention from the world of objects. The sense organs, attention is withdrawn, means sense organs also can be withdrawn. So your sense organs and the attention are withdrawn from the external world of objects because of one's disinterest in the objects, which implies dispassion. Then it's very easy for one to have focused attention. The focused, distraction-free attention is there. Intellect will be definitely sharp, and with the help of the sharp intellect, with the focused, distraction-free attention, when the pramanam is operated, definitely one can have the vision. Definitely Atma becomes revealed. But if a person is given a discipline of Shravanam without being already adequately prepared, if a person has not practiced disciplines to have mastery over mind and sense organs, a person has not yet lived completely life of Karma Yoga, or not practice other disciplines to have mastery over mind and sense organs, then the person being unqualified without having the mental preparedness, when the person is given to Shravanam and Mananam, then he is not able to enjoy the benefit. For such a person, later on, and he must be given to this discipline of Nidhyasanam also. Inadequately prepared minded after Shravanam and Mananam must be given to the discipline of Nididhyasanam in order to ascertain the vision, to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. This is the teaching here. Okay? You're not learning anything new here, but still it's important lesson. Let us see the mantra now. 10th mantra. Sa hrin manit. Hrin manit. Katham prapyate. Now that, see, even already, manit, already I told you, intellect is manit. Why it is called manit? Restrainer of the mind. Manasaha eat manit. Manaha ishte iti manit. Intellect rules the mind, is the ruler of the mind. For manit is said, intellect is said to be manit. Yastilinga shabdaha. Therefore, sa hrin manit. Hrin manit means that intellect, restrainer of the mind, obtaining in the physical heart, katham prapyate, that sharp, distraction-free, focused intellect, how is attained? How is that intellect attained? Now, Shastram says, jnanam is very easy. Why? Atma is already yourself. Which time had Atma available for recognition? Always. The waking Atma is there, in the dream Atma is there, in deep sleep Atma. Atma cannot go anywhere being all pervasive. Atma is there as the innermost essence. Atma is the innantra pervading everything. Atma is very content of experiencer, knower. Atma is very content of I. Atma is the immediate self. So, Atma is not at all easy, difficult for the Atma to shine, for Atma to become revealed. What is not there is sharp, distraction-free intellect. Therefore, distraction-free, disturbance-free, focused intellect is there enough. Atma, there will be sandarshanam, there will be vision of the Atma, Atma will become really revealed. Therefore, the question here is, Acharya says, Sa hrinmanit katham prapyate, that sort of distraction-free, focused intellect, how is attained? How to have the qualified mind, qualified antahkarnam? How can one have that manit? How can one have that sharp, distraction-free, focused intellect? How is it attained? Iti tadarthaha yogaha uchyate. Tadarthaha, for that purpose. Tadartha means for that purpose, how such an intellect is attained. Here, yogaha uchyate. Yoga means a specific discipline is mentioned. A specific discipline is prescribed. A specific discipline is mentioned. The word yogaha literally means what? Union, oneness, joining together. So here, what is the exalted discipline here? The discipline of being oneself. The discipline of being just one's own self. The discipline of abiding in oneself. That is prescribed here, mentioned here. For what purpose? Tadartha. For that purpose. For which purpose? For the purpose of attaining that distraction-free, focused intellect. Sa hrinmanit katham prapyate iti tadartha yogaha uchyate. Okay, let us see the mantra. Yada panchavatishthante. I hope you're all able to see. Very beautiful, subtle lesson is given here. Yada panchavatishthante. Jnana nimanasa saha. Yada panchavatishthante. Jnana nimanasa saha. Buddhischa na vicheshtati tamahuh paramam gatim yada panchavatishthante jnanani manasa saha. Buddhischa na vicheshtati tamahuh paramam gatim. See, yada pancha avatishtante. Yada jnanani, pancha jnanani, manasa saha avatishtante. Yada pancha jnanani, manasa saha avatishtante. Yada buddhihi cha na vicheshtati. Tam ahuhu paramam gatim. Tam ahuhu paramam gatim. Okay. See here, ahuhu means say. Who say? It is not mentioned who says. We say, they say. They means who? Men of wisdom. Seers of the truth. Okay. The great men of wisdom. The people of great, the vision of the truth. Rishayaha, the sages, say. Say what? They say, that to be paramagatihi. Paramargati means that to be the absolute end, ultimate goal. Absolute end, ultimate goal means what? That is the highest accomplishment. Paramagati, that is the highest accomplishment. There is no greater accomplishment than that. What is greater accomplishment? What is the absolute goal? What is it? Exalted state. What is that? He says, here the word jnanam. Jnanam is actually here means a sense organ. Why a jnanam is sense organ is called jnanam? Jnayate anena iti jnanam. That through which knowledge of the object happens. That not by which, okay, that through which knowledge of the external world of objects happens. Therefore, each sense organ is said to be jnanam. Jnanaya indriyam iti jnane, jnanam. Jnanaya indriyam iti jnanam. Okay. Now, pancha jnanani means pancha jnanendriyani. Pancha jnanani is equal to pancha jnanendriyani. So, five instruments of knowledge, five organs of knowledge, five subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, pancha jnanani. Pancha jnanani avatishthante. Avas Thanam means abide. Abidance. Avatishtante, the verb abide. Yada panchajnanani avatishtante. When five sense organs, or five subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, manasa saha along with the mind, avatishtante, abide. Abide where? It is implied. Abide in one's own sarupam. Which means the sense organs are very distracted. Each sense organ drags the mind towards its respective sense object. A person who has vivekaha, thereby who has vairagyam, the person who has the discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, thereby who is no more interested in the time-bound things, whose interest is only in the everlasting truth, such a person has naturally dispassion towards sense objects. The dispassion is there, then the sense organs can be easily withdrawn from sense objects. For the person of discriminative understanding, thereby who has dispassion also, it is easy for him to withdraw his attention from the sense organs. Thereby sense powers also can be withdrawn from sense objects. That's what is meant here. Yada pancha jnanani manasa saha avatishtante. When they're distracted, then what happens? Where will the attention go? Attention of the mind is taken away from the sense objects. Sense organs also are withdrawn from the sense objects. Then a person has very good shamaha and damaha. Then attention can be easily placed in the atma only. When the attention abide, then you can say, all the sense powers being withdrawn from the sense objects, attention being withdrawn from everywhere, attention abides in the Atma Swarupam. When attention abides in the Atma Swarupam, then what happens? Buddhihi na vicheshtati. Buddhihi na vicheshtati. Cheshtati means functions, acts. Buddhihi na vicheshtati means intellect also does not get distracted. Intellect also does not move. Means attention of the intellect also, when the mind, attention of the mind is withdrawn, sense organs are withdrawn, the whole attention is placed in the Atma, then what happens? Both intellect also does not go to different objects. Intellect also abides in the Atma without any distraction. Does not waver, does not move. Oh, then where is the attention? Then you are just yourself. Okay? Then you are yourself. You do not become yourself. You are yourself. This being one's own, just being one's own self is the exalted state. So Shatam says, you don't need to attain Atma. Atma is always there. Bring the whole attention to the Atma. So the intellect without any distract, without any wavering, intellect remains there. If the attention is totally, mental attention is withdrawn along with the sense organs, then the whole focus is only abides in the Atma, then you are yourself. So being, just being the self is abidance in one's own self, which is the exalted state. Okay, let me make it very clear. In deep sleep state, you are yourself. But the problem is, you are yourself in deep sleep state because you are not distracted, because sense organs do not function. Sense objects are not perceived. Mind is not functional. Intellect is not functional. Therefore, you are just yourself. But unfortunately, you are yourself, but not knowing your own existence. But in jnanam, you are yourself, knowing your existence. When you are yourself knowing your existence, that is the exalted state. That is the paramagatihi. That is the great accomplishment. Being oneself. Tan tanaha iruttal. Tan allathilirundhu gavanathai tannil niruttudal. Is what paramagatihi. Sorry, I just want to say one sentence in Tamil. It's more expressive. Okay. Tam paramagatim ahu. Okay. Because then what happens? There is sandarshanam. Whenever you are yourself, then your swarupam is revealed. Okay, let us read the Bhashyam to understand more better. Yada, when, means yes, when kale, at the time when, swavishaye bhyaha, nivartitani, panchajnanani, when five sense organs are nivartitani, taken away, withdrawn, removed from swavishayebhyah with their respective objects. Yasmin kale, the time, at that time when panchajnanani, five sense powers are nivartitani, removed, I mean taken away, withdrawn, swavishayebhyah from their respective objects. Atmanyeva means then taken away and then placed in the Atma. Jnanarthatvat. Okay. Now, Jnana, Pancha Jnanani, Shankaracharya explains. Jnanarthatvat, Shrotradini, Indriyani, Jnanani, Uchyante. Okay. Now he goes to the next sentence. Pancha Jnanani, he explains. Pancha Jnanani, why sense organs are called Jnanani? Jnana means knowledge. Jnanendriyam means instrument of knowledge. Why instrument of knowledge is meant by the word knowledge? Jnanam. Why Jnanendriyam is meant by the word Jnanam? Shankaracharya explains. Jnanarthatvat. For the purpose of knowing. Shrotradini indriyani jnanani uchyante. The sense organs such as hearing power etc. are said to be jnanani because they're meant for knowing, because they are for the purpose of knowing. The sense organs or organs of knowledge are said to be jnanani because they are for the purpose of knowing. Okay, next. Avatishthante saha manasa. Avatishthante saha manasa. Yad anugatani. Tena sankalpadi vyavruttena antahkaranena. Along with the mind, the sense organs which go along with the mind, which is distracted with pros and cons, etc. Manasa means antahkaranena. Sankalpadi vyavruttena. Tena sankalpadi vyavruttena antahkaranena. Manasa is equal to what? Tena sankalpadi vyavruttena antahkaranena. Yadu anugatani. These sense organs, when they remain along with the mind, which is antahkaranam, along with the antahkaranam, which is moving, which is distracted with pros and cons. Sankalpadi vyavruttena antahkaranena manasa. When the sense organs remain, then what happens? Buddhischa adhyavasaya lakshana. See, adhyavasaya lakshana buddhihi, very important. Adhyavasaya lakshana buddhihi. Adhyavasaya means just distraction free, focused. Adhyavasa, firm. Adhyavasaya lakshana buddhihi. The buddhi, the intellect, adhyavasaya lakshana buddhihi. Buddhi in the form of buddhi in the form of being decisive. Buddhi in the form of being decisive. Buddhi in the form of the process of deciding. Intellect in the form of the process of deciding is what Adhyavasaya Lakshana Buddhihi. That Buddhi also na vicheshtati. Swavyapareshu na vicheshtate. Na vicheshtati is equal to what? Na vicheshtate. It does not waver, does not act. Means what? Swavyapareshu. It does not move into its own functions. Intellect also does not move into its own functions. So the buddhi, which is in the form of the process of deciding also, when does not move into its own functions. So vyapareshuna vicheshtate means na vyapriyate. It is not involved in its functions. The intellect is not involved in its other functions. What? Knowing that, knowing this. What is the function of intellect? Intellect, function of intellect is knowing so many things. So buddhi also is not involved in knowing many other things. It is its own function of knowing things. Then, so buddhi also, the intellect also, which is in the process of deciding, also remains in one vastu. Attention of the mind is also focused in the vastu. All the sense worlds are withdrawn and they also remain along with the mind. Then what happens? There, when the attention is totally withdrawn from everywhere, everything else will disappear. If you pay attention, something exists. If you do not pay attention, it doesn't exist. You know that? Then where do you remain? Then attention is placed, then you alone remain. Not the world doesn't disappear. The world, then you alone exist for you. When the attention is totally taken away, then attention is placed in Atma, Atma Swarupam, Atmani already said. Then that is the exalted state of just being one's own self. Tam Ahu Paramam Gati. What is exalted state? There is no state, okay? Just being one's own self is the exalted state. When you are yourself, you are free. When you have wrong identity, attention is not placed in your swarupam, attention is placed elsewhere, then you are not yourself. You are paravasha, not swavasha. Understand? When you are not yourself, you are bound. When you are yourself, you are free. So for you to be free, you have to just be yourself. To be bound, just take the attention away from yourself. Tamahu paramam gatim. So na vyapriyate means it's not involved. My intellect is not used in its functions of knowing other things. It is not, it does not waver, does not move into its functions. So vyapareshu na vicheshtate, na vicheshtati. See, the attention goes to different things. The cognitions of different objects can happen. Attention is placed only in Atma means buddhi also cannot have cognitions pertinent to other objects. The cognition also will be only after self. Attention is placed in the self, sense organs also withdrawn, then you are just yourself. Just being one's own self is the exalted state. Okay, this is the lesson. This is called abidance in one's own self is the exalted state. is a great end, great goal. Okay, so here, abiding in one's own self means, then what happens? You are repeat, this is called Nidhyasana, this is called Abhyasana, Nidhyasana Abhyasaha. Practicing contemplation means, already, please understand, this mantra presents the teaching for those who have already understood the truth. Yes, I am the knower, am distinct from the known external world of objects, which is inclusive of my body, mind, and complex. So the knower is, there's no knower other than consciousness. Just as illuminator is light, knower is consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower. The knower is consciousness only. It is abstract, formless, subtlest reality. Therefore, I, the knower, am consciousness. I am consciousness. This consciousness alone is implied by the term Atma in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. In terms of its nature of limitlessness, it's simply the term Brahma. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi. It's not simply repeating mechanically. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Atma Asmi. Means repeatedly seeing this fact. You already know you are consciousness through Shravanam and Mananam. Now, what do? You know you are consciousness, already vision is there, but still you are not able to enjoy the benefit because the habitual errors. How are we going to resolve these habitual errors? Through the practice of contemplation. And what is contemplation here? Withdraw the sense organs. Withdraw the attention of the mind from everywhere. Once the attention of the mind is taken from everywhere, along with the sense organs. When the sense organs, sense powers are withdrawn from the respective sense objects. So, Vishayabhyaha, when the sense powers are withdrawn from the respective sense objects, along with attention of the mind, attention of the mind is not available for anything in the world. Attention of the mind is not available for anything in the world. At whole attention is held by the Atma. Whole attention becomes placed in the Atma Swarupam because already you have understood Atma Swarupam through Shravanam and Mananam. You know that you are consciousness. Withdraw the attention from everywhere. Then what happened? Attention naturally becomes placed in your Swarupam. Then what do you see? When you are just yourself, then you are seeing what? You are not like in sleep. Now you know you know your existence, you know what you are. I am consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. And placing attention, again, don't let the attention go away. Continue to be yourself. Retaining the attention only in yourself. Which is Nidhyasanam. When you are just yourself, there's nothing between you and consciousness. There's nothing between you and Atma. What can be there between the wave and water? You are resolved in consciousness. You abide in your Swarup of consciousness. You repeatedly see, I am consciousness. I am consciousness. I am Atma. I am Brahma. Repeatedly seeing the fact what you've understood clearly, by just placing attention totally in yourself. So nature is nididhyasanam, is contemplation. Is it clear? This mantra teaches what is contemplation for, what is contemplation. Very beautiful. It is not for the people who have not yet understood the teaching. Okay? This supposed to be, this mantra is for those who have already done certain degree of Shravanam. So self-abundance is the exalted state. And then, when you are saying Aham Brahmasmi, you also understand the world doesn't exist outside of you. The standpoint of consciousness. Therefore, you can see anything other than yourself being mithya also. Mithya means it is as good as, it is as though. You are there as everything. This also will be, actually, will be further understanding once you see yourself. This is Nididhyasanam. Simultaneously, you see the fact of everything else being mithya also. If you see, if the self, if the attention abides in yourself, definitely you can see everything other than yourself being mithya, which means the whole jagat being mithya, duality being mithya, differences and divisions being mithya, will become very clear as well. Okay, this is the mantra number 10. Why this practice is this? This is Nididhyasanam. And as I said, Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana means one can withdraw one's sense organs along with the mind, the attention of the mind from everything else, place in one's own Sarupam with the help of repeated listening, which is said to be Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. And without listening, with the help of what one has already understood clearly, a person can pay attention in one's own Sarupam. It is called Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. So, that's what the object of meditation is, the Sarupam of the subject, only then we call it contemplation. The object of meditation happens to be one's own Swarupam. Then if there's no meditated division, difference, it is contemplation. That's why contemplation should result in what? Abheda Jnanam. Knowledge of non-difference. I am the truth means I am different from the truth. That is no more. In Jnanam, there is Abhedaha. There is non-difference. And this also, in contemplation, when a person abides in one's own self, that is also said to be Nirvikalpa Samadhi. But in this Nirvikalpa Samadhi, when a person remains just with one's own self, remains as the self, there's no second thing other than one's own Sarupam. This is Nididhyasanam. Whereas in meditation also, in meditation, object of meditation is different from oneself. If a person has Nirvikalpa Samadhi, then that Nirvikalpa Samadhi is not Nirvikalpa Samadhi attained as a result of practicing meditation upon an other object other than the self, that is not, that's only an experience, that is not abhedha jnanam. So in contemplation, there's abhedha jnanam. If as a result of meditation, if a person has nirvikalpa samadhi, that is only experience, it is not abhedha jnanam. It's not knowledge of non-difference. So what is the main teaching here? One must have done shravanam and mananam definitely. Only through shravanam, ignorance becomes resolved. Only by going through the discipline of mananam, doubts become resolved. As a result of going through these two disciplines, one can have clear, doubt-free knowledge. But still, one will not be able to enjoy the benefit because of the habit cause errors. Even the ignorance cause error will not be there. Still, habit cause error will be there. And which has to be resolved, for which one has to practice nididhyasanam. Because one, if a person is not given to the practice of discipline of meditation, alluring of karma yoga, etc. for a long time, one would not have become adequately prepared mentally. Then, for such a person, after Shravanamanam, Nididhyasanam is compulsory. One must make all possible efforts to withdraw one's sense organs, the respective objects, and the attention of the mind. Thereby, attention can choicelessly remain placed in one's own swarupam. Attention being not available for other objects, intellect also cannot be involved in functions of knowing other things. Intellect also, which is in the process of deciding, discerning and knowing, remains in consciousness. The whole focus is in Atma Swarup. Okay, so what exactly is Nididhyasanam? Again, we'll see tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow also is an important lesson. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantih. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.